Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. As part of National EMS Week, AMR Ambulance and Charles City Fire Rescue are hosting an open house this evening. During Monday night's City Council meeting, Councilman Patrick Lumley said he would be there helping with the event from 4 to 8 p.m. this evening at the fire station.
Ambulances, as long as they're not three calls deep, will be out there. Fire trucks will be out there. It'll be games for the kids, so lots of fun activities to ramp up with the last day of school on Thursday and have a walking taco, go check out the ambulances, turn the sirens on, get a free sticker and a free meal, Goodwill donation.
The open house will also feature blow-ups, bouncy amusements, and drawings for prizes. In a Facebook post, Chickasaw County EMS says National EMS Week is celebrating 50 years and can be traced back to the American Civil War in the 1860s. However, EMS really gained traction in 1973 with the EMS Systems Act, which was the beginning of our modern EMS structure. The post adds that Chickasaw County has three EMS transport services with five rigs offering basic, advanced life support, and critical care services. Additionally, there is a network of nearly 60 first responders spread throughout Chickasaw County that are ready to handle medical emergencies with a swift and professional response. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley's staff is holding traveling office hours, including several stops in North Iowa today. Grassley, who will not be in attendance, says, "Iowans are my top priority. Traveling office hours ensure Iowans' concerns are heard and problems are addressed. My regional staff works hand-in-hand with Iowans to help navigate challenges they may be facing with federal agencies. I encourage anyone needing assistance to attend my staff's upcoming office hours and contact my offices throughout the year." Regional Director Matt Rector's schedule today includes a stop in Howard County from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Howard County Sheriff's Office in Cresco, in Chickasaw County from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the New Hampton Public Library, and in Bremer County from 2:30 to 3:30 this afternoon at the Sumner Public Library. Some utility bill due dates are changing for New Hampton residents, starting with the bill you will receive in July. The City of New Hampton says account numbers beginning with 01 through 05, your due date will not change. Account numbers beginning with 06 through 08, you will receive your bill around the 10th of the month and will be due on the 30th of the same month. As an example, if you receive a bill July 10th, it will be due July 30th. Account numbers beginning with 09 through 18, you will receive your bill around the 25th of the month and will be due on the 15th of the following month. As an example, if you receive a bill on July 25th, your due date will be August 15th. During the month of July, the city says you may notice that your bill is either smaller or larger than normal, as the amount of days your bill covers will be different than normal. This will correct itself in the months following once this transition has been made. Contact City Hall with questions or for additional information. The Charles City Chamber of Commerce is ready to host its next Coffee and Conversations. Chamber Director Mark Wick says the sessions, held on a quarterly basis, offer a way to open up more communication in the community.
We have representatives from the city, county, schools, hospital, all different organizations. But the representatives just give a quick brief update on what's going on and can answer questions from the public, enjoy some free coffee. But it's a great way for the public to hear firsthand from the horse's mouth, so to speak, what's happening in all these different entities. And there's a ton going on.
Members of the general public are invited to join in Coffee and Conversations for free from 7:30 to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Zastro Room of the Charles City Public Library. The May event is sponsored by First Security Bank and Trust. Contact the Chamber for more information. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's a Charles City baseball doubleheader. The Comets hosting New Hampton. Coverage begins at 4:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show. First pitch for Game 1 at 5 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.